Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of January the 3rd, 2026, the 14th of Tevet, 5786. This week's message is entitled, The Goodness of God, and I'm reading from Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgressions of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. By posting this message, I'm forcing myself to face a tough personal challenge. Through the years, I've given much thought to Joseph's extraordinary perspective on his life, particularly his understanding of God's workings amidst his brother's jealous betrayal. It's not surprising that despite his kindness in providing for them and their families in Egypt, they felt insecure, determining they needed to fabricate a message from their now deceased father to protect themselves from Joseph's long-anticipated vengeance. And yet he responded with, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Joseph's grappling with the dynamic of God's goodness in the midst of suffering caused by his brothers was not just philosophically and theologically insightful, it informed his attitude and actions. Instead of being controlled by a tremendous amount of resentment, he was able to relate to them with love and compassion. While not excusing their wrongs, his awareness of God's benevolent workings through it all defined his relationship to them. Whenever I've thought about my own life in light of this story, it's been from the perspective of after the fact. In my message, The Other Side of the Coin, I'll put the link in the description, I discuss how God has helped me many times to discover how he had been working things out for good in the midst of very difficult life circumstances. In these cases, it was only many years later that I realized God's goodness had been at work all along. I cannot overstate my gratitude for finally recognizing God's loving hand. These revelations have revolutionized my life in such a positive way. Be that as it may, perhaps there's something even more critical for me, and maybe you, to learn from Joseph's story. While it's wonderful to look back at hard times and finally see God's positive orientation towards me, maybe it's time I allowed myself to look forward to the future while grasping God's same positive orientation. I certainly have had enough life experience since first coming to know Yeshua to face potential hardships with confidence. But I don't think past experiences are sufficient to base my future on. But that's besides the point, since we do have something we can fully count on, the scriptures. Here are some examples. Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalm 84, 11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield, the Lord bestows favor and honor, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." Matthew 7, 11, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him." Romans 8, 28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Romans 8, 32, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" Joseph's experience predates these verses by centuries. It's possible that his life example actually helped inform these statements. Whether or not it did, it's about time it informed me. And while my experiences are not the stuff of scripture, they are still evidence that the scriptures are true. The goodness of God is operative in the midst of whatever I'm going through. Therefore, It's about time I lived accordingly. What about you? For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bites website at www.torahbites.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbites.org. And you can follow us on X @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites. Lehitra'ot.